The following shiur has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Maseches Ksubos, Daf Samach Hei. The Mishnah at the beginning of the perek on Daf Samach Hei on the Beis says, "Mitziyah for Isha u'Maase Yodeo leBaalo." A married woman, if she finds a mitziyah, she finds someone else's lost object, which is allowed to keep. Assuming it doesn't have a siman on it, it's after Yiyush, and therefore there's no requirement to give it back to the person who lost it. Under such circumstances, the finder is allowed to keep it. In this case, though, if a married woman finds a lost object and takes it for herself, it doesn't belong to her, it goes to her husband. Furthermore, Masi Odeo, the Baalo, any money that she earns from literally the work of her hands, also goes to her husband. The idea of Masi Yodayim the Baalo is mentioned earlier in Ksubos Daf Nun Testament Base. The Mishnah says that a woman who's married has to do certain malochas. She has to be Tuchenes Ba'ifa, Mechabeses, Mevasheles, Menikas, Benot. Ba'isa B'tzema, and she's expected, if she has any spare time, to work with wool. In the times of Chazal, that was the malocha, the employment which was most suitable for women. The Pasuk says, and the Gemara in Ksubos Samachtan Adam and Beis says how much she's expected to produce of this wool. Mahi oiseloi mishka chomish sloim shesi biuda shehin eser sloim begolim. Depending on what type of wool she's working with and what area of the country she comes from, there's various different amounts she's expected to make. Why is it that a woman's earnings go to her husband? This was a takana of Chazal which was primarily enacted for the benefit of the woman. Don't forget that in those days, it was very difficult for a person to live if they didn't have either their own employment or someone was looking after them. And Chazal recognized that most women are not able to take care of themselves with regard to food, clothing, housing, and all the other things that a person needs. Chazal therefore instituted that a husband has to provide for his wife, for mazonos. Mazonos means literally food. A husband has to provide his wife with food, whatever she needs to eat. But included in that is whatever she needs to live. The basics of a person needs to eat: food, clothing, housing, somewhere to live, somewhere to stay. Anything else that a person needs to live off was all under the rubric of mazonos. Chazal was masakim that every husband has a financial obligation to provide for his wife all her financial needs on a basic level. Obviously not luxuries, but basic financial things. A husband is mechuyev to provide to his wife, and the wife can trade that in based him if necessary. In exchange for that, Chazal said, the woman, if she doesn't earn any money, has to give the earnings to the husband. But it's clear from the Gemara Nun Ches on the basic Ksubos, that it's for the benefit of the wife, this arrangement, and not for the benefit of the husband. The wife gets the better end of the deal. She's guaranteed to be looked after, and any money she makes, she has to give to her husband. If at any stage the wife feels that it's not to her benefit, such an arrangement, then she can opt out. Rav Huna says a woman can say to her husband, "Any mazonis, any oyster, I don't want to take any mazonis from you. I give up on my right to take mazonis, and I'm not going to work for you. In other words, I'll work for myself, and any money that I make, I'll keep for myself." And she's entitled to do that because the whole arrangement, the mutual arrangement, was made for her benefit. The husband can't say, "Any zoncho va'at al tasi." The husband can't say to you, "You don't have to provide for me, and I won't provide for you." Because the takon was made for the wife's benefit. But if the wife wants, she can opt out. We're not going to discuss today the situation nowadays with regard to Masi Yodayim. Things have changed. Nowadays women don't work with wool. And therefore there's a very strong body of opinion that says the money that a woman earns today, certainly out of the house, doesn't at all necessarily go to the husband. But that's not the subject of today's Shia Mitzvah Hashem. In the next part, that's all involved, we will discuss that. But at the moment we're talking about primarily the first words of the Mishnah, which is Metziyas Isha. Not only does the Masi Adayin, which is any income that she makes go to her husband, but if she finds a metziah, she also has to give it to her husband. Now, it's clear from the continuation of the sugya here, in Ksuvah Tav Samachay on the base, it's Samach Bor Omed Aleph, that there's actually a machalokas from Akiva and an Abbonon. The Gemara brings a brisa, it does Apoch, it turns around. Halach Lamaisa, Rabbi Kiva says that a metziah se isha la asma. A woman is allowed to keep her metziah for herself, whereas the husband, whereas the Rabbonon hold that the metziah goes to the husband. Now, in the continuation of the Gemara seems clear that it depends. The machlokas of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbonon, if a woman does more than the work that she's supposed to do, for example, she's supposed to provide, to work with wool, and provide a certain amount, create a certain amount of wool, and sell it to bring that income for her husband. What happens if she does more than that? Not only does she do more than that by working, let's say, outside the regular hours, in the evenings as well, for example, but she actually does extra effort. In the Gemara's example, she does two or three malachas at the same time. Ha'adofor she'alidei hadchak, the Gemara says. She does extra work through pushing herself above and beyond the call of duty, so to speak. Alidei hadchak, with difficulty. The Bekiva says she can keep that for herself. Whereas the Bunz Rabbonon, when Chazal said Masi Adayim goes to the woman, she's expected to provide a certain amount, but if she makes more, whether she does it by pushing herself or whether she does it in a spare time, it all goes to the husband. So the Gemara seems to say, or Papa seems to say, in the Maskana of the Gemara, that this machlekes of Akiva and Rabbonon, where the Metziah Se'isha goes to her husband, is dependent on the machlekes of Akiva and Rabbonon, whether Hadofa Alidei Chak goes to the husband or not. Maybe Akiva who holds Hadofa Alidei Chak, she can keep herself, he also holds she can keep the Metziah. Whereas according to the Rabbonon, Hadofa Alidei Chak also goes to the husband, and therefore the Metziah also goes to the husband. Rashi explains that most Metziahs are done on a day of chak. A person doesn't always chance upon a metziah. To find a metziah, you have to go down to the river and the banks overflow and pick up the fish that have been thrown onto the banks. That's a classic case of a metziah which you're allowed to keep because it's hefka. So Rashi says cases like that, that's how Rashi understands the Gemara. The metziah is usually alidei chak, and therefore Rashi implies that it doesn't matter whether this particular metziah that she found is alidei chak or not alidei chak. Since metziahs are very often or usually alidei chak, therefore Chazal said that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's like hadof alidei chak, and she can keep it. Where according to Rabbanon, even hadof alidei chak goes to the wife, so the metziahs as well goes to the wife for the same reason. Now, what is the halacha with regarding the machlokes of Akiva and the Rabbanon? It turns out that itself is a machlokes, a ga'onim. The Rosh brings that according to Rabbi Elchananel, we hold like the halacha follows Rabbi Kiva's opinion that Hadof Eledad Chak, the wife can keep for herself. However, if Haigon Paskins, like the Rabbonon, and even the Hadof Eledad Chak goes to the husband. The Tor, the son of the Rosh, brings down this machlokes as his notes that his father the Rosh brought both opinions, and the Tor adds that the Rosh was not machriah, he did not decide between these two opinions which is the actual halacha. And therefore, lichora, the Torah himself is also not expressing an opinion here. So halacha lemaisa, there would be a machlokes rishonim, a sofik, what we would do with hadof alidei chak. So halacha lemaisa, if it was in the hands of the woman, she'd be allowed to keep it, because amritzi lechavera on a haraya, and she doesn't have to provide for something. She doesn't have to give something away. If it's a machlokes, whether she can keep it or not. Well, now our Gemara, as we mentioned earlier, seems to say in the Maskana that the shaila of whether the metziah se'isha goes to her husband or not is based on the machlokes through the Kiva and Rabbonim, whether ha'adofa alidei chak the woman can keep or whether she has to give it to her husband. Now, if the Torah and the Rosh bring in machlokes a ga'inim and rishonim, whether the halacha follows Rabbi Kiva or the halacha follows Rabbonon, in the case of Hadof alidei chak, we would expect the same machlokes and the same sofik to apply in the case of the metziah, because the Gemara says metziah is like Hadof alidei chak, and it's machlokes of Kiva and Rabbonon. Nonetheless, when it comes to help the metziah, the Torah in Simon Pei Dalet in Eben Ezer says that the metziah se isha labala, he rules like the stone of the Masisim. He doesn't bring down two opinions, and he does not make it dependent on the machlokas of Kiva and the Rabbonim, which in Simon Pei in Ebenezer, the Torah says there are two opinions as to whether we paskin that Rabbi Kiva or the Rabbonim. And that's odd, because if it's true that the Gebe Hadoch HaLeder Chak, Haloch HaLamaisa, we have a Sophic because of the machlokas, then Metzia should also be a Sophic, and the Torah shouldn't state Stam in Simon Pei Daled, but it goes to our husband without bringing another opinion. Now, Tosfos in our sugya on the very next blat, some above on the Dalet, notes that it comes out mechorah from our sugya that the fact that the Metziah goes to the husband is because it's related to Masiyah Daim. In the Havamin of the Gemara, it's related to regular Masiyah Daim. Maskoros the Gemara is related to Hadof Aleh Deat Chak, the extra Masiyah Daim which a woman does. Tosfos notes that in the Atonus Tzadik on the base, there's an implication that the reason why a Metziah goes to a husband is nothing to do with Masiyah Daim in exchange for the Mazonus at all. It's a completely different reason. How do we see that in the Gemara? The Gemara is talking about a woman who was married, and her husband left town for an extended period of time. She heard that he had died, so she got remarried. And then the first husband came back. It turned out that he wasn't dead at all. So now she's stuck because she's a married woman who didn't get divorced, and she's been living with another man. So the halacha is that she has to get divorced from the first husband, then she has to get divorced from the second husband also, because she shouldn't have married him without confirmation that the third husband had died. And the Mishnah lists various different halachas that apply to her. And amongst the things that it says, the Mishnah says that this woman, under such a situation, she doesn't get mazonos, because she's supposed to get divorced immediately, so we don't want the husband to support her, to carry on supporting her. And the Masiyah Daim she can keep for herself, and the Metziah she can keep for herself as well. And the Gemara goes through each one of the various different halachas there. When it says, considers the case of Masiyah Daim, the Gemara says, Masiyah Daim she's allowed to keep for herself. Why? Because she only has to give Masiyah Daim to her husband in exchange for the fact that he supports her financially with the mazonos. But since in this case he doesn't have to support her financially because she has to get divorced anyway, therefore she's allowed to keep her Masiyah Daim. Fair enough. Then the Gemara goes on to say, why is she allowed to keep her Metziah? Why is she allowed to keep anything that she finds and not have to give it to her husband? Normally a married woman has to give it to her husband. Answers the Gemara, she's allowed to keep it because the whole reason why she has to give it to her husband is because of Eivor. It's because of Katot of Machlokas, that if a woman's allowed to find things, to keep things that she finds, the husband might be upset. And in this case, we don't mind if the husband is upset, because again, he has to divorce her. Tahavilo Eivor Ve'Eivor. Let him be upset, all well and good. We're not interested in making sharon bias amongst this couple, because Allah halachically, the Mukhoyt did get divorced. So it's Tosa, so you see that there's two separate issues here. There's an issue of Masiyah Daim, there's an issue of Metziah. Masiyah Daim goes to the husband in exchange for mazonos. Metziah goes to the husband because otherwise it would create a situation of eivor, of tension in the home. If the Metziah that goes to the husband is connected to Masiyah Daim, then Gemara should have said the same thing. Why does she keep her Masiyah Daim? Because she's not getting mazonos anymore. And why does she keep her Metziah? Because she's not getting mazonos anymore. That's why she has to give the Metziah in exchange for the mazonos, just like the Masiyah Daim, or the Masiyah Daim on the Deat Chak. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara gives a different reason for why, in the case of Yevamos, she's allowed to keep the Masiyah Daim. In order to, normally she would have to give it to her husband in order to avoid Eivor. In this case, we don't mind it as Eivor. So Tosfos, that implies that the reason why Metziah goes to her husband is for a completely different reason. It goes to her husband because of Stam, a lot of Eivor, which we'll refer to as Eivor Ketotel, not the fact that in exchange for the husband providing mazonos, just like he gets a Masiyah Daim, he also gets a Metziah. But rather, in exchange for the mazonos and providing for her, in order to avoid any problems and any tension, he gets all her Masiyah Daim. In addition to that, we don't let her keep a Metziah because they would create a certain amount of Eivor, and that doesn't apply in the case of the Gemara Yevamos. If so, Tosfos asks the question that it seems to be a different approach to Agamon. Agamon says that the reason why a woman has to give a Metziah to her husband is because it's connected to the Sugil Mashir Dayim, and if you hold the Hadof Aledeat Chak, goes to herself, she can actually keep it. If you hold it, goes to the husband, then Mutzi also goes to the husband. The Gemara Bavos implies that it goes to the husband for a different reason. Mishum Evil. Tom Evil, nothing to do with Mazonos. Now, in the Sefer HaOros, which is a transcript of the Shiurim that Rabbi Eliashiv used to give on a daily basis, on the Sechas Ksuvos on this staff, Rabbi Eliashiv suggests that perhaps that would be the answer to our question beforehand. There's two different sugyas. There's a sugya in Ksuvos and there's a sugya in Yevamos. True, the sugya in Ksuvos says that the shaila about whether Metzia goes to a husband is dependent on the machlokas of the Kiva and the Rabbonim, whether Hadofa Shaladeh Adchak of Masi Adayim goes to the husband or not. And since the Machlokes of Kiva and Rabbonim is the Machlokes we show them how we paskin, and the Torah brings that down, it would follow Lichora that by Metzia, whether it goes to the husband is also, should be two opinions in the Torah. Nonetheless, the Torah did not paskin like this because he preferred the other sugya in Yevamos. It's clear from the sugya in Yevamos, as Tosus points out, that the reason why a married woman has to give her Metzia to husband has nothing to do with Adof Adedeh Kakumasi Adayim. It's done so there shouldn't be evil. And therefore, says the Torah, that would apply independent of the Machlokes of Akiva and Rabbanan. And that's why in the Shaila of Hadof Adedeh Chak, the Torah paskened, it's a Sophic because there's two opinions whether we paskin either like Rabbi Akiva or we paskin like Rabbanan. Whereas when it comes to Metzia, even though our Sugya Ksubas makes it dependent on that Machlokes, the Sugya Levomas is clear that there's a different reason why the Metzia goes to her husband. And that applies in all circumstances, whether you've puffed in that Rabbi Kiva with Hadof Aledeh Chak or not. So suggests Rabbi Eliashiv. As Rabbi Eliashiv, an important point, the Yerushalmi gives a completely different reason to the Bavli, to either of the two reasons we mentioned earlier, as to why the Messiah's Isha goes to the husband. The Yerushalmi suggests the reason is, because if not for that, there would be a concern that a woman would take her husband's money or possessions, money wasn't aware of it, and then claim that she found it as a Metzia, she found it in the street, and no, we would never know if that was true. If we would let her, if she would be able to keep everything that she found, there would be a chashash that she would take her husband's money and say, I found it, and be allowed to keep it. So we say, it's not going to help us, anyway, we're going to go to the husband. That's the reason not brought in the Bavli, but it's brought in Yerushalmi. So it's Rinesha, since we have the reason in Yevamos, and we have the additional reason in Yerushalmi, perhaps that's why the Torah paskin, that even though Adoch Aledeh Chak is a machalokas, when it comes to the Metzia, it definitely does go to the husband. I want to suggest another approach, perhaps. And that is, using the Yeshua's approach to this question of Tosfos, why our Sugya says that Metzia going to the husband is totally on the machalokas of Akiva and Rabbanan of Adoch Aledeh Chak, whereas the Sugya in Yevamos seems to say there's a different reason. So the Pnei Yeshua, it depends which Tanya you're talking about. It's true that according to the Rabbanon, if Hadof Aledeh Chak goes to the husband, because it's all included in Masi Adayim, so we see that when Chazal said the husband's got to provide mazonos for his wife, it follows that everything that the wife creates or makes or has, or the income comes from there, all goes to the husband, in exchange for the fact that he has the financial liability to provide for everything that she needs. In order to avoid any machlokes at home, we say he's got to provide for all her needs. At the same time, she any money that she makes or anything that she finds, it doesn't make a difference what it is, all goes to the husband. If even Hadof Aledeh Chak goes to the husband, then it follows according to Rabbanan, and the Metzia goes to the husband. We don't need any other reason to give a Metzia to the husband. Whereas according to Rabbi Kiva said no, Chazal limited it. Chazal said the husband has to provide everything for his wife, mazonos. Fine. In exchange for that, we allow the husband to keep her Masi Adayim, but only regular Masi Adayim. Hadof Aledeh Chak, she can keep herself. So we see in Rabbi Kiva that not everything is automatically included in the concept of exchange for the mazonos. The husband gives mazonos, the woman gives the Masi Adayim, but only the basic Masi Adayim which Chazal expected to Shtei Sloim in Yehuda, and so on and so forth. But more than that, Hadof Aledeh Chak she can keep for herself. If so, very possibly Metzia she can keep for herself as well. Says the Bnei Yeshua, but it's possible that the metziah le'deat chak is different from a regular metziah. We mentioned earlier that Rashi says, Rashi understands the answer of the Gemara, that metziah is like hadofel le'deat chak, that since some metziahs, or most metziahs, are found al-e'deat chak, therefore, Chazal made a low plug and they said, according to Rabbi Akiva, hadof al-e'deat chak belongs to her, all metziahs belongs to her. The Rosh Mefurish doesn't learn like that. The Rosh learns that only metziahs al-e'deat chak are like hadof al-e'deat chak. So when Asugi says, metziahs al-e'deat chak go to the the wife can keep, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's only metziahs al-e'deat chak. All the other metziahs, even the Akiva would agree, goes to the husband. If that's the case, then we can explain, why should the metziahs, which are not al-e'deat chak, go to the husband? According to the Rabbanan again, everything goes to the husband. Even Masiyah Daim al-e'deat chak goes to the husband. So it would follow that metziahs also go to the husband. In exchange for the husband providing mazonos, everything she makes or finds goes to the husband. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, we see that not everything goes to the husband. Masiyah Yadayim of Hadof al-e'deat chak, she's allowed to keep for herself. Metziah al-e'deat chak is like Hadof al-e'deat chak. Well, that's our sugya. She can keep that for herself as well. But a regular metziah goes to her husband. Why should that go to her husband? Says Bnei Shua, that's why the Gemara in Yevamos says that the reason why a normal metziah goes to her husband is Mishum Eva. Nothing to do with mazonos, not the eva, but in exchange for mazonos, she has to give it back. The stomach chashash of eva, that she's allowed to keep her metziahs, there'll be tension at home. And therefore, it's true when the Gemara in Yevamos wants to explain that the woman who got remarried without first divorcing her or confirming their first husband had died, now has to get divorced from her first husband and is not and is allowed to keep her masiyah daim, she's allowed to keep her metziah. When the Gemara says she's allowed to keep her masiyah daim, the Gemara explains, because she's not killing mazonos, because her husband doesn't have to provide for her anymore since he has to divorce her anyway, and therefore she's allowed to keep her masiyah daim. When the Gemara says, why is she allowed to keep a metziah? The Gemara could have said, like our sugya says, she's allowed to keep a metziah because if we hold out the Rabbonon, the metziah goes to her husband just like the Masiyah Daim, and just like the Masiyah Daim and Dev Chag, and everything else that she makes goes to her husband. And since, and what's all that for in exchange for mazonos? Since she's not getting mazonos in the Gemara and Yevamos, she doesn't have to give her Masiyah Daim, she doesn't have to give the metziah either. But the Gemara wanted to be Mariach even according to Rabbi Akiva. Even according to the Kiva, the Metziah al-e'deat chak, she's allowed to keep. But Metziah, which is not al-e'deat chak, which she finds with ease, without any effort, that does go to the husband, even according to the Kiva, the way the Rosh learns us with you. And that, there must be a reason why it goes to the husband. Presumably the reason why that goes to the husband is because of Eivol. So the Gemara gives the additional reason of a separate Eivol, which has nothing to do with Mazonos. Gemara gives that there in order to explain that even Rabbi Akiva, who agrees that Metziah Shalaya Deav Chak does go to the husband, will agree in the case of Yevamos that she's allowed to keep it because we don't mind it as Eivol since they're going to have to get divorced anyway. To sum up with what we've come out with, according to the Rosh's approach and according to the way the Pnei Shua explains the Gemara there, it's not clear at all from our sugya that Metziah goes to the husband and goes to the wife as a machlokas of Kiva and Rabbanon. Metziah al-e'deat chak, that goes to the wife according to Rabbi Akiva, and the machlokas of Rabbanon disagree with that. But a regular metziah, in fact, doesn't go to the wife, even according to Rabbi Akiva, it goes to the husband. If that's the case, perhaps we can answer our original question on the Torah. When it comes to hadof al-e'deat chak, the Torah says, "The machlokes Rabbi Chanan and Rav Haigon, do we paskin the kiva? She can keep it, or do we paskin the rabbanon?" And it goes to the husband. And the Rosh wasn't machriya; didn't decide from this machlokes what to do, and neither did the Torah. When it comes to metziah, though, even though our Gemara says metziah is like hadof al deat chak, if the Torah learned like the Rosh, his father, not like Rashi, it doesn't mean to say that all metziahs are like hadof al deat chak. Metziahs are deat chak. I like Hadof al-e'deat chak. That would be a machlokes of Kiva and Rabbanon, and the Chor would be a machlokes of Rafai and Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Torah would say that if she has it in her hand, she can keep it, because I'm a Mitzvah Chavel Avarai. When the Rosh is Metziah When the Torah says Matzia against the husband, he's talking about a regular Matzia, not a Matzia and a Dav Chag. A regular Matzia, even Rabbi Kiva's Moida goes to the husband, not because of Mazenus. It's nothing to do with Mazenus. Rabbi Kiva holds that not everything a woman has to give to her husband just because she's getting Mazenus. Adolf had a Dav Chag not, and also Matzia not. The reason why Matzia goes to her husband, even according to Rabbi Kiva, is not out of Dav Chag, is because of Eva. That she does go to the husband, even according to Rabbi Kiva. So when the Torah says in Siman Pei Daled, the Matzia says she goes to the husband, it's Lekula Amo. Whether you hold like Rabbi Kiva or you hold like Rabbanan, there would only be enough Gemini in Hilchos Matzia of an unusual Matzia in the Dav Chag. But a regular Matzia, even Rabbi Kiva agrees, goes to the husband. And therefore the Torah paskens that it doesn't bring a machlokes, and he paskens stam, that a Matzia says she goes to the husband.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.